You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank me within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. Before we get into our intriguing content, though, let me introduce you to our featured guest, Karen Hall. You direct Iris Services and Repeat Offender. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Obviously, we have to celebrate every single month. I've been reading a book. It's a great book. I've really enjoyed this one. It's called The Miracle Morning. And they talk about, and many of the books around do the same thing, they talk about self-help and affirmations, and just dawned on me as I'm speaking to you this morning, maybe that's a good reason, maybe that's the reason why I chat with you every day about starting the day with a celebration. So what are we going to celebrate today? We've got two different celebrations for this morning, so sounds like extra beneficial. Today is National Regift Day. National Regifting Day. I like that one. That's you can always, never a bad time to give something to somebody. I like that one there. The other thing that we are celebrating today, obviously, is more in line with my lifelong battle with anorexia. I seem to have beat it. Today is National Maple Syrup Day. Now, if we can get some good maple syrup from Canada, that might be the way to go. But do indulge if you are so inclined with a little bit of National Maple Syrup Day. French toast, pancakes, a little whipped cream on there. And just thought I'd throw that in there to get you a little bit of mouth-watering delight there. I got a lot to chat with you about this morning. I shared yesterday, I posted on Ron Siegel Radio, if there were those of you who had a question mark about what was going on in the mortgage market, what would go on in the mortgage market, what was going to happen based on the Federal Reserve and their issues. So I did share with you, that was a longer video than I usually like to post, but it was about 3.5 minutes before the Federal Reserve increased the interest rates, as I thought they would. But what does that mean to you? That's more important. With the Federal Reserve, you know, they talk about, I found an interesting comment, it's a quarter of a point in interest. What that means to you is about $50 billion spent by the federal government on debt. $50 billion. I don't even know how to fathom what $50 billion is. You probably don't know how to fathom what $50 billion is either. But what's important to you is your house. That's, I suggest it should be more important to you than what the federal debt is, although you are in debt, you have to pay that, or in many instances, what our government has really decided to do is just force your kids to pay it. But here's the issue. What does it mean to you? Have you been waiting? Have you been nervous about buying a house? That's the biggest issue. Interest rates, yeah, they're going to go up a little bit, although I'm looking at the markets this morning, as I do every day. The treasuries, 10-year treasury, yield on those is down a little bit. We're looking at those treasuries being down below 2.25% on the 10-year treasury. There is a general spread. Up until recently, we can almost always predict that the 30-year fixed rate loan would be about 1.5 above the U.S. 10-year treasury. Hasn't been happening in the last 5 or 6 years, mainly because of government regulation and the mortgage companies that their fear. There's a tremendous amount of money being spent on compliance. Have you heard of the words Dodd-Frank? I'll just say two losers that I'm glad they're out of Congress, but the cost of Dodd-Frank to you, everyone says, well, it's wonderful that the government bailed out these big companies and they didn't go out of business. I wish they wouldn't have bailed them out. I would have rather see them use the same money to close them than to bail them out. There is a consequence for excessive risk. We didn't have that. But here's the issue. Let's bring it all the way home. I can take $50 billion in extra expenses and convert that for you to about $100 or $200. Let's do it right now, right here. You're thinking about buying a house. You're worried about interest rates. And the year is somewhere around 1970. You're looking at an 8.86% interest rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. If you were looking at a $200,000 mortgage, that would be $1,589 a month. Okay, so we're not in 1970. You don't have to worry about an 8.86% interest rate. Let's move forward to the 80s. Well, now we're talking about a 12.7% interest rate. That was the average interest during the 80s. That same $200,000 mortgage, you're now talking about a $2,166 mortgage. Okay, we can't do that anymore because, well, we don't even want to. It's 12.7%. How about the 90s? 8.12% was the average in the 90s. That same $200,000 loan was costing $1,484, but we're not in the 90s. Let's move to 2000. In the first decade of this century, the average interest rate, 6.29%. All Freddie Mac numbers. These are not my research. Freddie Mac. 6.29%, that $200,000 mortgage, $1,237. Now, I'm going to use a Freddie Mac number here again. 4.04% is what we've been looking at recently as an interest rate. It's down a little bit, up a little bit, doesn't matter. 4.04, significantly below the 8.86, half of it, a third of what it was in the 80s, 12.7, half of the 90s, 50% less or 30% less than the 2000s. $200,000 mortgage today is $959. $959. Think about that. And I hear people saying, Ron, are the interest rates going to go down anymore? Really? Why would you be concerned about that? If you're renting, that translates into paying somebody else's mortgage. Do you really care where interest rates are going? You're paying somebody else's mortgage. Why would you worry about whether interest rates are going to go down an eighth of a percent, which may save you $20, maybe less than $20. Does that make sense to you? Why would you do it? So let's look at the next step. Are you taking action? Are you out there shopping? Now, I know it's the holiday time and everyone's talking about the fact that, you know, I haven't finished my Christmas shopping. What better gift could you give your family than financial freedom? 45 times, this is the number, the average homeowner in America has 45 times more wealth than the average home renter. Projections are about $225,000 in net worth for a homeowner this year versus about $5,000 for a home renter. I'll post all these numbers on Ron Siegel Radio because I know you're driving and you can't get them all right now. But think about that. Think about as a gift for your children or your grandchildren. Here's a great gift for your children or your grandchildren. I'm not even a personal shopper, but how about helping them with a down payment? Yeah, I know you can go buy them a new MacBook, or you can go buy a new iPad, or you can go buy a lot of different things. But how about that kind of a gift? Think about that one. I'm just suggesting that when you talk about 3.5% down, and it could be gifted, it could be, or if there's some of the different other programs, 3% down, first-time homebuyers, and it can be gifted on a $200,000 condo, and yes, we did just help somebody buy a $200,000 condo in Costa Mesa, California. So if it's available in Costa Mesa, California, it's probably available in Escondido, Carlsbad, Poway, San Bernardino, Riverside, many other places where you're listening to me right now. Think about these things. $200,000, that means you're looking at a down payment of about $6,000-$7,000. Grandma, grandpa, let's see if we can help out and get our kids into housing instead of another toy that they may not play with. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot to chat about today. We will also talk about listing your house. Should you, shouldn't you? Good debt versus bad debt. And how about your IRA? I'll talk about that one as well, and that's what our featured guest will share with us. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're
listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Good debt versus bad debt. Even rich dad, poor dad understands the difference between good debt and bad debt. So let's think about good debt versus bad debt. Good debt, that's debt that's going to be bringing in money. I'm going to suggest to you, and it's similar to what you learned probably if you read the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, your house. That's not necessarily, you need to have a house over your head, but it's not making you any money. So that's kind of a quasi-debt. Credit cards, obviously, that's bad debt. Good debt is the debt that's going to make you money. Now, how do you make sure you keep that credit score good? That's what our friends at Credit Sanitizer help with. Four ways: make on-time payments, keep a low credit utilization rate. Big, big issue. Using debt to accomplish a goal. That's a big one. When you pay off a credit card, don't close that account. Never, ever don't close it. Unless it's really, there's a great reason for it. But for the most part, it's going to hurt you anytime you close the credit card. So just a few different tools there for you. Watch out for that debt. Don't let it bite you. Use it strategically. And remember, there is good debt. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Many, many people are looking to retire. I hear that all the time, and they don't know how to do it. One of the best tools I talk about all the time is real estate. I'm a big, big fan of real estate, mainly because I don't know of any other way where you get as much leverage on your investments. I also chat about, on a regular basis, the concept that I am not a big fan of the IRA. There's other tools. 401k. What do you do with that when you leave a job? I want to talk about the IRA that you have, the 401k, the company that you left, and where are some great places to invest it, and who's going to have your best interest at heart. There are a lot of people that might have an interest in you, but you're at your best interest. I'm going to suggest it's probably you. You have the biggest vested interest in your IRA, your retirement, your investments. Nobody's going to have a more credible or vested interest in you. There's a lot of people, though, that talk about real estate, and they say, well, Ron, I want to buy real estate, but how do I do that? I've got my money in my retirement. I can't buy real estate through my retirement. And that's the benefit or the beauty of Ron Siegel Radio, is where we get to educate you that there are options. And am I the expert in it? Absolutely not. What I am the expert in, and I will share that with you, is introducing you to great people. I don't term them experts. Karn, I don't term anybody, too many people, experts, just because when we say someone's an expert, then everyone wants to poke holes in what they say. I'll call you the guru.
Okay, go ahead. It right? Sounds good, yeah.
Right? So, is there a way of investing in real estate and using an IRA?
Yeah, in fact, you've been able to do it for 40 years.
40 years?
40
I'm
years.
I'm not that old. I can't do it that long.
Before you were born.
Okay. I better not tell my mom that I wasn't born 40 years ago. She was there, and she says otherwise. But, oh, well. So how do we do it? Tell us. Give us a little bit of the scoop here.
Well, the short version is it's a three-step process. You open a self-directed IRA. You fund it by moving money into it, and there are a few ways to do that. You open it, you fund it, and you invest. Open, fund, invest. And you can,
pretty simple.
Yeah, and you can invest in a house. Maybe it's a buy and hold, and your renters pay the IRA the rent.
The renters pay the IRA the rent.
Right.
Okay, who pays the expenses?
The IRA. So all expenses are paid for by the IRA. And similarly, all the proceeds, you know, from a rent or maybe proceeds from sale, all of that has to go back into the IRA that owns the asset.
Okay, Can the IRA borrow money to buy the asset, or is it a cash purchase?
Well, you know, first off, this isn't just any IRA. This is a self-directed IRA is what it's called. And yes, it's an IRA can actually borrow money. It kind of blows your mind because it's not like the kind of lending you're talking about right. earlier. So it's called a non-recourse loan. We've heard of non-recourse loans, but this is what it means, that the non-recourse lender lends the money to the IRA based on really the cash flow of the property. And so that means that, you know, your IRA can borrow money. So it's a loan made to the IRA, not to you. The IRA makes the payments. One thing, though, is when your IRA does borrow money, your IRA can incur a tax. So before you do it, you want to pencil it out. Could be the best thing you ever did. You just, like anything, you want to begin with the end in mind. So factor it in, all your costs, you know, acquisition, closing costs, what you're looking at in property tax and so forth, and factor in that you may have to pay this UDFI tax. And you can talk to your tax advisor about that.
See, you just hit another one of the beauties of what we like to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Is I promote every single day that we all need a household board of directors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apple has a board of directors, and Microsoft has a board of directors, and Berkshire Hathaway has a board of directors, but we don't think we need one at home.
Oh, we absolutely need trusted financial advisors.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, you're here as the guru on self-directed IRAs, suggesting that we also need to bring in the tax people.
Absolutely.
To make sure that we're not, you know, that we're compliant.
Right.
Not that it's good or bad. We just want to be compliant.
Right. And a good attorney is great too. If you're going to become an investor, it's one thing if your IRA buys a house and you already understand real estate, that's one thing. But maybe you're looking at different kinds of investments and you want to know, how do I structure this deal? Well, that's the time when you want to talk to an attorney, and you can get so much great help from these trusted advisors. We don't give tax and legal advice. We get so close to it though, but you need tax and legal advice when you're investing.
Well, the beauty of what you and I can do, because we're not giving tax and legal advice, what we can offer is tax and legal questions.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong. I don't need a law license to say, go ask your attorney, blah, 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 blah.
That's right. That's right. Right? And bring your notepad, you know.
Right. So these are some of the beauties of doing this. So with a non-recourse loan, then we are able to take advantage of that leverage factor that many of us enjoy with real estate.
That's right. And so another way to, if you want your IRA to acquire real estate, maybe your IRA doesn't have enough, is to partner with somebody else. And so maybe it's their IRA or their, you know, their 401k from an old company that they rolled over into a self-directed IRA, that you can take that money and partner with another person.
Interesting. Does it have to be another self-directed IRA, or could it be an individual?
It could be cash or an individual. And even people that we call disallowed people can partner together. So with self-directed IRAs, there are some rules that are kind of special. And one is that you're not supposed to buy, sell, or exchange assets between people that are disallowed. That's your lineal ascendants and descendants. So if you're looking at a family tree, it's the people who are up and down that family tree, parents and grandparents, you and your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, and their spouses disallowed to the IRA. But a disallowed person can partner with your IRA as long as it's concurrent.
That's an interesting one. That's pretty technical.
Yeah.
For this simple guy, that's
pretty. Have we had our coffee yet? Is that too much?
We might need another cup of it. Holy cow, for that one.
Okay. Open fund invest. How about that?
Open. There we go. I like that. I'm simple there with that one. Okay. So the important part of what I'm going to learn from that, I hope you'll learn from it as well, is that the disallowed people, you can call Karen and ask her if you can invest with your IRA and grandma. And I don't know whether you can or can't, but it's a good question to ask Karen, and she can tell you the people that you can and cannot invest with.
Right. And, you know, and when people call us, they'll say, hey, I want to open a self-directed IRA. So we're going to sit down and have a conversation with them. We're going to find out, you know, where's their money now? And so if they say the money is with my current employer, we're going to have that conversation to say that if the money's with your current employer, you probably can't use that to self-direct. You really have to wait till you leave the company to roll that money over into a self-directed IRA. And so we want to have that conversation. The other one is, what are you going to invest in? Tell me about your deal. Who's involved? Who are the parties? We want to understand that conversation before they go forward even opening an account, because we want to make sure that they're not looking at a prohibited transaction. And if it's a really gray area, we'll refer them to an attorney for maybe an attorney opinion letter, if it's a super gray area. But we're self-directed IRA gurus.
Sure.
and we do this all day long, and so we can help steer you away from a prohibited transaction.
Well, I like that idea also. Is, I mean, if it's something questionable, get that attorney opinion letter, mm-hmm. and that way you always throw it in the file, and that way if there's a problem, you can say, hey, I did at least do my due diligence. I wasn't trying to commit fraud.
And it's only less than 1% of our account holders that need that opinion letter. It's a small fractional percentage, but sometimes it comes to that.
Sure. We're going to chat more about what are prohibited transactions, what are not prohibited transactions, what's a non-recourse loan. I think I know, but we're going to chat about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about a seller's real estate dilemma. Wonder what kind of a dilemma they put on our docket for today. And the best student loan repayment plan, we got that one for you as well. Got a lot to cover still, so you can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can connect with us on facebook.com/ronsiegelradio and on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second and home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yeah, I guess I'm having a little mic problem again today. It looks like it might have cleared itself, though, so we're in good shape so I can chat with you a little bit more today, the real-time real estate segment. That is being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you're ready to get the true value of your home, you're trying to make a decision as to whether you want to sell your home, refinance your home, restructure your loan, all of those issues. You need the true value of your property. How do you get it? Don't go to Zillow. Don't go to Trulia. That's not where you get it. You go and simply text P-E-A-R, professional. Equity Analysis Review, Professional Equity Analysis Review, P-A-R, text that to 79564. You will get the true value of your home. A seller's dilemma. Had your home listed for 3 months, 6 months, it didn't sell. What do you do? List it again? Try and sell it on your own? Or just take it off the market? What are the benefits here? So it all starts and ends in the same place. And ironically enough, Karin just told us in the last segment, with the process of the self-directed IRA, it starts in the exact same place as our conversation will right now. You, what are your goals? What are your objectives? If you had a major reason to sell your house and it didn't sell, well, shame on you, it should have. There were 15,000 homes that sold yesterday and yours wasn't one of them. Why? Look in the mirror. Is it priced wrong? Does it not appear well? Does it not show up well? What's the issue? Maybe it's not being marketed properly. So if it's not being marketed properly, you might need to go to a new real estate agent. Call me at 800-306-1990. I will introduce you. Maybe you want to sell it by yourself, sell it, but for sale by owner. Probably the dumbest thing you could possibly do, but some people like to try it. They'll actually get about 15% less money for their home when they do it that way. They get to do a lot of extra work, and they miss out on 90% of the market, but you can do that. Bottom line, there was a reason that made sense for you to list your home. Call me and I'll put you in touch with somebody that'll get it sold. Listing your house, I'm gonna share with you right now. Nobody that I know wants to list your house. Nobody. I know thousands of real estate agents. They really don't even want your house to be listed either. They want it to be sold, right? That's the reason they get that contract from you. That's the reason they put the sign up out front. Not to list your house, not to be able to sit there at an open house, not to call you and ask you if your house is clean and can we show it. They want it sold. That's what you want. Give us a call and we'll put you in touch with the people that can make that happen for you. Again, 800-306-1990. And if you want the value of your house, all you need to do is text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you. So in the last segment, we started talking with Karin Hall about self-directed IRAs, the name of her company, UDirect IRA. Catchy, I guess you can figure it. UDirect IRA Services, I better get that right. So I guess it kind of tells us what you do.
Well, that was the point.
You can keep it simple there too, right?
As much as we can.
So we were talking about prohibited transactions. What is a prohibited transaction in a self-directed IRA?
Yeah, that's if you think of self-directed IRAs as a game, it's a game of keep away, and it's a game of keep away from these prohibited transactions, because if you commit one in your IRA, your entire IRA gets dispersed to you as a taxable event.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, ouch, right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Unless you're doing a Roth IRA and it's planned, that's not a good thing.
Well, you know, you can make them, you can still get penalized. So you just have to be careful to avoid these prohibited transactions. So basically, you're not going to have any personal use of your IRA money. It's not to benefit you today. It's for later.
Okay.
It's for retirement purposes only. And it's also for investment purposes only. So you don't use a self-directed IRA to buy a house you live in. You don't use your self-directed IRA to buy a house like a vacation property that you're just going to vacation in a couple of times a year. You're not supposed to have any personal use of any IRA-owned assets. So it's for investment purposes and retirement purposes. There we go.
Okay, so what if I want to buy a house today out in the desert and I'm not going to live in it? I just want to keep it out there and I'm going to rent it out. And I know my rental revenue has to go into the IRA, but my plan is 40 years from now, I'm going to retire. Hopefully, I'll be able to retire in 40 years. maybe in my case, it might be a little less than 40 years. But I want to be able to, I'm going to retire out there.
Right.
Can it be, is there any possible way to do that?
If your IRA owns a house and you want to take personal possession of it, what you have to do is go get an appraisal.
Okay.
And the appraiser will tell you what the market value is. And you give us that appraisal, you give us a withdrawal form, and you withdraw the house from your IRA. And then that can be, if it's not in a Roth, it'll be a taxable event at that market value.
Okay, so it's doable.
It's doable. It's another good time to talk to your CPA to try to mitigate the tax ramifications. But yeah, yeah.
So if you know that you've got a lot of capital losses elsewhere, and you want to offset it with this, then again, it's a tax planning event.
You've
that might
plan.
Work for you or might not work for you. But it's something to think about.
You could do it, and you definitely want to plan for it. Yes.
Beautiful. So we've figured that one out. What about maintenance? Who if during the next 40 years, and I've got this retirement home or doesn't need to be property that I'm renting out.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get paid a fee for
no.
managing it?
No, you can't have any personal benefit. That would give you a benefit. You're not allowed to swing
it. So I got the expense.
Yeah. No, you can't pay for it, anything out of the pocket. The IRA pays for everything. So if there's a repair, the IRA is going to pay for that repair. What you can do is when your IRA owns a house is you can screen the tenants. You can pick up and collect the rent checks that are made payable to the IRA. And you can hire third-party vendors to do the work. But you can't swing the hammers. And neither can any of these disallowed people. So maybe your dad, maybe your son is really creative at doing plumbing and you think, oh, I'll send my son out to do the plumbing on my IRA owned house. Well, your son is disallowed. He can't do it. So you have to keep everything arm's length with a self-directed IRA and you'll be in good shape. That's why like a property manager is a self-directed IRA's best friend when that IRA owns a piece of rental property.
That way, it's a very, very clear line between everything.
Right, and so the property manager, as long as they're not, prohibited, like your ascendant or descendant, right? They can do all this work, and it's absolutely fine, and they can collect the rents, and there you go. It's a good situation.
Now, my personal opinion, again, I'm not giving any advice, just sharing my personal opinion. If you leave a company, I never ever want to leave my 401k with that company. I want to take it and convert it into a rollover.
Right.
Can a rollover be put in? There's a couple of questions. Number one, can a rollover be put into a self-directed IRA?
Yes.
Okay, that's an easy one.
In fact, that's how most of the money gets into self-directed IRAs.
What about merging rollovers?
Sure, you have a couple of old companies or even IRAs, as long as they have the same tax treatment, like pre-tax or after-tax with a Roth. So maybe you've got some 401k money. You can merge it all into one account, several accounts into one, yes.
Okay.
You can absolutely do that.
Beautiful. And then I would assume that I can have a IRA and a self-directed IRA both?
Yes. So what that means, what self-directed means is just that, like an IRA is an IRA, they have the same rules. What makes it self-directed is that it's a special kind of IRA that lets you invest outside the stock market. You're talking about this, and I know you talk about this on your show all the time, but when your money's in the stock market with a financial advisor, a lot of them are taking a 1% fee on your assets,
sure,
whether you're making any money or not.
Right.
That doesn't happen in a self-directed IRA. We're not taking a percentage of your earnings in the self-directed IRA world. You're earning it. We charge a fee, $275 flat fee per year. It's a lot less than Wall Street charges you.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know something, I'm a big believer. I don't care what somebody charges me. What I care about is what I get.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I pay somebody 1% and I'm netting out at 10, I don't care.
Yeah, but when your money's in the stock market, you could lose money.
Right. But that's all part of the netting out, right?
There you go.
You don't want to, it's all about the net number. What's the net benefit? Because it drives me crazy when I hear people say, well, a mutual fund is charging 1%. Heck, the most successful investors, the wealthiest of the wealthy, put their money in hedge funds and pay 20%. Right? Why do they do that? It's because about what they're going to get,
it's the return.
Not what they're going to pay.
Right.
Right. So what we're talking about here is the other thing that I think is great with the self-directed IRA and being able to put it into some of these, for lack of a better term, alternative investments, is it diversifies my holdings.
It really does.
Right.
So it could be your IRA could be the bank and lend somebody else money, and then they make their loan payment back to your IRA. That's another way you can diversify.
You want to make sure somebody's got to make sure that they're getting doing some due diligence.
Or it could be a secured loan, like a trust deed or something.
Okay,
like
sure. So I didn't realize that. So the self-directed IRA can make loans.
Correct. If the IRA's got enough money, the IRA could make a mortgage to some, help someone buy a house, right? And then have that security.
That's got to be my nephew, not my child.
Correct.
Got it. Interesting information. We're learning more and more about the self-directed IRAs every day. We're going to continue our conversation with Karen Hall. You direct IRA services. When we come back, we're going to chat with her further. We've also got to talk about student loans. That's going to hurt people in trying to get retirement ever, but what are we going to deal with them there? We'll chat about the student loan as well. And remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, remember, you can just go to either YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives and catch any of our shows. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150, or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. If you don't have one, shame on you. You should. if you don't have one also, it's simple to get one. All you need to do is text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564 and fill out a two-minute survey. And we'll put together a household board of directors for you where you can just call each of the individuals that we refer to you in your neighborhood. That would be tax professionals, CPAs, financial planners. There's two or three attorneys that you may need, credit repair, mortgage, reverse mortgage maybe, real estate. All those people should be on your household board of directors. If they're not there, we will make that introduction for you and we'll see what we can do to help you make that happen. But what about, maybe we even have to add this to that household board of directors for a lot of our younger listeners, student loan repayment plans. That's one of the biggest items I still see when people call me and ask me, hey, Ron, I tried to get a mortgage and I couldn't. What's the problem? I look at their credit report. They've got a ton of student loan debt. So how do you deal with it? First off, you have to understand there are options. You've got a standard repayment plan. You've got graduated repayment plans, extended repayment plans. There is the income-based repayment plan, pay-as-you-earn repayment plan. Are you getting it? There's a lot of different options in here. Income-contingent repayment plan. There's a lot of options. You need to start chatting with somebody about them if you think that you might have a problem. I'm sharing that with folks all the time. What are some additional ways to simplify or lower your bill? There are loan forgiveness plans, teacher loan forgiveness, the Perkins loan cancellation, there's consolidations, refinancing, several different opportunities here. Choose a plan that allows you to make all your payments on time is the biggest issue, and get some professional guidance. Professional guidance does not cost you a thing. That's my belief. I will say it forever. You have to pay for the service, but there should be a return on investment for the service, and that's where the beauty of it comes in. Just the thought, that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Continuing our conversation right now, we're chatting with Karen Hall, U Direct IRA Services, and if you haven't been listening to the previous parts of our broadcast, yeah, go to the Ron Siegel Radio, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or you can go to ronsiegelradio.com. The replay will be there sometime later today on them. What are you going to do? What do you need to know? We talked about prohibited transactions, how to live in a property. Got to wait a while. Non-recourse loans. Talk about real estate in the self-directed IRA. And we talked about a mortgage in the self-directed IRA. Ooh, that's an interesting one. Again, if you didn't catch it, we're not going to go backwards. We're going forwards. Karen, what are some of the other things we can invest in the self-directed IRA?
One thing people really love to do is to take their self-directed IRA and invest in private stock. Maybe they have a friend that's starting a company and they want their IRA to become a member of that company. Or maybe it's a syndication where somebody's going to be buying this big commercial building. And so they're taking members of a syndication. So private stock is really a big popular thing. Another thing that people...
Before you go on past that one.
Yeah.
That obviously then means that there's not really a litmus test for risk in the self-directed IRA. If you're able to invest in a friend's company, now that's generally being considered a high-risk investment.
It may be, right. So it's self-directed. So that's something that you've already done the due diligence on. It's something that you've researched and decided that this is where you want to invest. It's an option.
Okay.
And a lot of people will do this. And also, when you invest in these private placements, a lot of times you have to be an accredited investor. And so that means you make a certain amount of money every year. You have a certain high net worth. And if you meet those criteria, then you can invest in these sorts of things.
Gold?
Yeah, precious metals.
Can do that.
Silver. Yeah, we store it. Yeah, it gets stored. And it's not just a stock, but it's the actual metal. And so we store the actual precious metal for the IRA holder.
Wow. Okay. What are some of the other items that we can do?
Well, we've covered a lot of what people mostly touch on. It's almost 95% real estate related. Maybe it could be tax liens where somebody is, you know, where the government is owed debt on income tax and they need a liquidity event. So they sell all that debt and they get the money. And now you've bought a tax lien. And so now you've got the right to collect that property tax. Your IRA would have the right to collect the property tax. So tax liens is another asset that people will invest in. Raw land. The path of progress, kind of raw land. People love that. Their IRA buys this chunk of land. Maybe somebody wants to rent it from them and graze some cows, or rent it from them and put up a wind farm or something. Or maybe it's just going to sit there and grow over time. Just like an IRA, just leave it until later. So you put it in now, and when you retire later, hopefully that land is appreciated. Just a different kind of an asset that people love.
You brought up an interesting one, sort of.
Sort of.
I'm gonna throw this at you. I don't even know if anybody's ever asked you this one.
Okay.
I come up with some weird things.
Oh, great.
I've got a weird mind here. Can you invest in farm animals? I know people that will buy cows and things like that.
Well, technically, livestock is an investment, but those cows are kind of smelly to custody, right?
Right.
So there are companies, we don't custody livestock, but there are companies that do, and even racehorses can technically be in a self-directed IRA if it's an investment.
Interesting, but I guess if the horse wins, as the owner, I cannot go into the winner's circle because then I'd be getting a benefit from
it. Guess,
just having a little fun.
But you can do it. And people actually do have racehorses in their IRAs, not with us, because different IRA, there are a couple of companies that do what we do, and different IRA custodians, they all get to decide what's administratively feasible, just like underwriters and mortgage get to decide what risk they want to take.
Sure.
Same thing in the self-directed IRA world.
Interesting. Okay, so it's not just a clean and cut. There are certain things that obviously are clean and cut. And then there's that gray area that a company will decide, you know, as you said, in the mortgages, we talk about that all the time, especially when we're talking about divorce, right? The judge may say one thing, and obviously the judge knows the law, but a mortgage company doesn't want to get involved. So they say that we don't handle it. Most of the time they'll say you can't do it, but that really mean we don't handle it is another word for saying we don't want to even get to that. We don't want to litigate. So
exactly.
We'd rather stay away from the whole issue.
Exactly. We say it's not administratively feasible.
That's a great term, because at least it's in my opinion, that's a lot more transparent than what is done a lot of times in the mortgage world, where they say you can't do it.
Right.
They say, instead of saying we don't do it, they'll just say you can't do it. But you're saying it's not administratively feasible makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Love that idea. Just a few things that you come across. I mean, you talk to thousands of people all the time.
We do. And one of the things, we had someone last year who their IRA owned a rental property. And what they did is, even though this person was an attorney and, an educated person, it doesn't mean that people don't make mistakes, right? So he would take the rent from his IRA owned property and just put it in his pocket. And he thought, well, hey, I'm reporting it on my income taxes. Like, no, you don't do that. Because what he had done is taken constructive use of his IRA funds. Now he'd kind of pierced the veil. It wasn't an IRA anymore. Now he was making all the decisions. It wasn't being custodied. So that means that he had a taxable event. His IRA got dispersed to him.
Wow. So to collect a tax check that may be 2 or 3% of the value of the IRA.
Yeah.
He's now looking at, 25, 30, 40% in taxes.
Yeah, you don't put that IRA money.
Penalties there.
Yeah.
And,
it's everything, all the proceeds, everything goes back into the IRA that owns the asset. Sometimes we've had someone who had an IRA where proceeds were coming back in, and she put them in a different IRA, like at a brokerage house. Well, that's also taking constructive use. The IRA, the proceeds have to go back in the IRA that owns the asset.
That's an interesting one. So even though it's my IRA, the location changes. If it goes back in?
You can transfer the money.
You can transfer the money. Okay,
yeah.
So it has to come back into the one that owns it, and then the one that owns it transfers it
to
another one.
Yeah, you can do an IRA to IRA transfer any time. If you want it to be over here and back into the stock market, you can transfer it, but it doesn't go directly from your IRA-owned asset into a different account.
Okay, well, that makes sense, because you got to figure out how we're going to get it there, because you don't want to have all that cash just sitting around doing nothing when you've got you know, if you had a rental property.
Right. And it's part of pre-planning. That's the thing about investing is have a plan. What are you going to do when, you know, and know what you're going to do in advance. Think it out. Think it out in the future.
So you're going to then be able to, as the custodian for these, you would end up having conversations with my other financial advisors as well to try and coordinate.
No, not at all.
So how does the money go from one place to the other if you guys aren't working together?
Say it's an IRA to IRA transfer. What they're you as the IRA holder, you're going to fill out a transfer form. You sign it. You give it to us. We sign it. We send it over to that brokerage house, and then they send your money over. That's the communication.
Okay, so it's just done as documents and a transfer.
Paperwork.
That way.
Yeah.
Great information. Always learning as long as you're listening. That's the bottom line. And the only way to listen is to make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, Karin is available to help you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street.